I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our guest has now arrived.
Oh, thank you. Talking about me pitching in high school.
Adam Jones also pitching in high school?
He did. He did. I remember.
Yeah. Adam, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing? Where are you at?
I'm in the studio today. Oh, okay. Staying warm. And you're going to find out why I'm in the studio when you start freezing in a minute.
I'm not cold. This weather here is beautiful to me. I don't know why people think it's chilly.
I mean, I guess you did come from Baltimore where it was real
cold.
Real.
Cold. This is home, man. This is where this weather is terrific.
I absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Anything over 75, 76, 79, I'm too hot. God is sweating.
Now, Adam, why did you, was it just due for a day off yesterday, or they just wanted to give you a chance to go see all your friends in San Diego?
I think it was due. We played three on turf in Tampa the previous trip. Played all, maybe not one. We had a 10-game homestand. I think I played 9 out of 10 or maybe 10 out of 10 of those games. I think 9 out of 10. And I think just to give my legs a break, that turf has been crushing us. And we've been doing a lot of work. We've been playing hard. So just to get a little breather was not bad. But you know I don't want a breather at home.
I just thought about this. You said that to me yesterday about turf. And I'm like, where were you at in turf? And then you guys have turf at home now. I totally forgot about that. You guys came into the season, Adam, as supposedly a rebuilding team, but you guys have been much more than that this season. And what's it been like in the clubhouse? What is it in that clubhouse that makes you guys so competitive?
Well, I came into the situation not knowing no philosophy. Right. I came here mid-March, not knowing what any sort of philosophy they got going. I didn't know what if they were rebuilding, if they were going forward. I had no idea because I just didn't know the situation. When I got here, I just looked up more and more of the roster, and I was like, this team can play.
Yeah.
This team can hit. And obviously, I follow baseball, a lot of baseball. I definitely watch a lot of National League West baseball. And I got to just know the guys. I'm like, these guys can play. And, you know, you look at this division, it's open division. The Dodgers are good. They're not as good as they were in the previous years, I don't think. I think they're obviously the team to dethrone. They've been to the World Series the last 2 years. You can't just say they ain't that good.
Right.
You know what I mean? They ain't that good. But I just got here, and I just, you know, my mindset is I was here in Baltimore for 11 years. 10 of those years we were picked to finish last. 1 year we were picked to finish fourth. Only finished last once out of 11 years.
Okay.
So,
nothing new for you.
Who you going to tell me how we going to finish? You going to tell me how we going to finish? We'll tell you how we finish. So that's how. You know, when I just signed here, I'm just like, hey, guys, let's go out and have some fun. Like, I'm not this leader of this team. I'm just a guy who's going to implement his style of play, and the guys, they seem to gravitate towards it. I just play the game hard, try to play it right, have fun, and right now it's been going good. Obviously, we're, you know, in a little skid right now, but we're still having fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing. So we come out tonight and just have some fun and get a W.
Adam Jones is with us now with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Of course, last time he was on our show, he was in the unemployment line, and none of us could believe that. Tell us exactly kind of how it all finally came to pass that you got to Arizona, Adam. How did the story go?
Well, I was just out in Arizona. Me and my wife and kids, we just decided once spring training started, it was like, let's just go to Arizona, be around a bunch of baseball people in general, and be around a bunch of other unsigned dudes. basically, so it's just a group of us. Everybody's at spring training from 9 to 3. We just over there, just, you know, our kids going and playing around, having lunch and stuff like that. But we, you know, just, we all worked out. We kept our bodies in shape. And, you know, we wanted the opportunity to play. So the Diamondbacks gave me a call and was like, hey, we want to see you work out. I was working out at Grand Canyon University. And they asked me, do they come see you? I was like, man, I don't give a damn who comes see me. Just somebody comes see me.
Anybody.
Yeah, damn, somebody. Send somebody. Send a little pigeon. I don't care. So they came and we talked for, you know, I just did my normal thing. And they came and we talked for about 30 minutes afterwards. And 2 days later, they called my agent and said, hey, let's get something done. And, you know, I just wanted the opportunity to play. It's not, to me, it wasn't really about the money. I mean, some dudes like, man, you're only making $3 million. I looked at him and was like, damn, that's terrible.
It's really a shame, yeah.
Woo! That's just terrible. But obviously, you look at it coming from one number to another number, but the money wasn't the factor to me. The factor was, I know I got a lot of game left. Yeah. After this, not just this year, but after this year and after the following year. And I get this new analytical stuff, but you can't tell me I can't play. You can't. Yeah, you know what I mean? And you can't tell me my body of work, knock on wood, has not been suitable for this game. And, you know, you see other people get contracts. And when I seen Kutch get his deal, I'm like, yeah, biting at the lips. Because Kutch obviously is one of the more elite players, especially in the age as we get older. And I'm just like, okay, you know, there's not much difference in that. He walks more, but there's not much difference. And then just nothing. So it's like, hey, it humbled the hell out of me. I think, and just in a different way. Obviously, I was so used to being in one place, this, every day, the way I want it. Now it's like, it ain't the way I want it.
Right.
And it's actually kind of cool. Yeah, there ain't no pressure on me no more.
Adam, you spent all of your career prior to this year in the American League. How has the transition been to the National League? Is there a difference at all? I know there used to be. Is that difference kind of non-existent anymore?
Nah, there's a big difference. The lineup changes every day. I think that goes both sides, too, because, you know, we go play Tampa, you throw a lefty, the lineup is different, you play a righty. Baltimore was great because we had just a lineup.
Every day.
Boom.
Yeah.
Here's a lineup. So it made. That's why we're good, I think, because we
some
just
continuity
had
there.
Stability. Yeah, yeah, when the Yankees and Red Sox are going good, their lineup is just like, boom, it is what it is. With the National League, you know, that word day off.
is real.
Huh? Ain't no day off, brother. Ain't no day off. You're going, because you got the pitcher hitting. So
right.
At some point in time, I guess you had day off, but comes sixth, seventh inning, I know that, especially in a one-run game, what's
going
on?
You got to get
loose. I'm loose, and I'm ready to go. Just like I was ready to go to face Yates last night, but he had a 1-2-3. So, you know, I think, you know, in National League, you just have to be – prepared more. American League, you got day off, you got day off. Yeah, ain't no double switches. It's a pinch hitter for that guy. He going in for him. It's cut and dry.
Right.
Over there. But here, it's a little more strategical in terms of personnel. You see players, you know, like we got four catchers, actually. But two of the catchers can play multiple positions. I think Avila could probably play first if need be. You know, Carson, we put him at third the other day, so I think it just offers more versatility for position players, especially for the catchers, with Swihart, who can play catch first in the outfield. So it's different. Everything's different, man.
Yeah.
And it's cool, though, because, you know, I was so used to one thing now. I'm embracing the change.
Adam Jones is with us. We are so happy to have him with us. The great Morse High product, San Diegan, now in his 13th Major League season. Adam, of course, Machado's across the field from you now. You played with him, I don't know how many years in Baltimore, 6, 7, 8 years. How long did it take before he started making plays that you stopped going, oh my goodness? Because we do it every night now, getting to see him on a daily basis, and just the effortlessness with which he makes plays. Did you ever get over that, watching him from the outfield do that kind of stuff?
Before I answer that, I just want to say that Morris High School is playing Calvary Christian right now in the playoffs.
Go Tigers.
Get that in
there.
Get
Morris
the Tigers
playing.
In there.
They're playing right now, Calvary Christian. Let's go Tigers. Beat
go
that
Tigers.
See y'all,
yeah.
See y'all Saturday in that CIF.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But with Machado, the thing, like I said this time and time again, is if you look at him, you know, and most times when people make great plays, you look at their reaction, and most of the times the reaction is like, oh, my God, I just made a sick play. Wow, did I really just do that? No, I didn't do that. But with him, I'm telling you, you look at his face, he makes a sick play, and it's just like, mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I was watching one of y'all games, and I think the best play he made this year, he was safe, though. It was a ball, got by the third baseman. He dove way in the hole short. Dude was safe at first, though.
Right.
I think that was the best play I ever seen him make.
Yeah, seriously. I remember that.
He's been making them like that daily, it seems like.
And you don't really get to you get to appreciate him more when you watch him on a daily basis. He works his tail off. He got hands out this world. I mean, but he positions himself. He gets a good jump. And the biggest factor is he's long.
Yeah.
He got really, really long. He got them basketball arms. And he's 6'3", 6'4".
Right.
So with long arms, long legs, when he reaches for that ball, especially up the middle, it's like you wouldn't think he had it. And then he gets the balls that just other guys don't because of his, because sheerly of his length.
Go, go, gadget arms.
Man.
one of the cool things I think about changing teams is you get a chance to see guys work and a little bit differently. And for you especially, you've been in the same place. Talk a little bit about David Peralta. Yeah. I've been very impressed with him over the last couple of years. This year, he seems to be taking it to another level.
You have.
What is it about his game that impresses you?
The consistency. Like, I got here and I knew of him. I watched a lot of NL West baseball, so I knew of him. I didn't know how good this dude is. Like, really, I mean, his BP, his preparation, he takes it serious. In BP, I swear to you, he hits the ball hard every time. He hits the ball left field, left center, like a right-hand hitter. Mm. Just murders the ball, but he works. And I got to talk to him, obviously, we're a little older, so, you know, of his pitching background, of him, you know, grinding himself through the minors, grinding himself through independent ball after he was a pitcher. He's Venezuelan, so we talked about Venezuela and all that. And just, I tried to, you know, incorporate myself in his routine, in his life, so he can understand that, like, hey, I'm your teammate, brother.
Right, right.
I want to be here for you. And that's one guy, when I got here, him and Marte are two guys that I won't let, like, fail. It's like you just see those guys, you're like, nah, I got to make sure. Because Marte, obviously, he got the five-year extension here last year, but the talent is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this is the time now where he needs to show it. He's 26, I believe, and this is the time where he showed. He has the speed. He has all the tools. But then you go back and say, well, Peralta, he's a little older, so he gets it.
Yeah.
He understands the mentality of it. He understands the struggle of it. He understands, you know, when you're going through it, hey, just grind through it. Instead of, you know, when you're young, you know, younger guys tend to pout a little bit more.
Right.
That's just how, you know.
Start pouting, you start tinkering more. Yeah.
You're used to success your whole life, and then you get here, and it's like, you know, it's not as good as you thought. So you start moving your hands, moving this, do that. That messes you up even more.
Right.
But he's just a professional. He works, man. And it's cool to see because – like I said, watching from afar, you don't really get to see how hard these guys work. And I said, well, the best part about seeing that was the WBC, and I got to see all those guys work.
Yeah.
Like, these are the stars of the game. And they show up early, they put in their work, they put in their time. That's why they yielded results between the lines. But with DP, man, I need to see him in that All-Star game. He's worked his tail off for coming from a pitcher to a hitter. Most people go from hitter to a pitcher. So
right.
I'm going to keep pushing him because, you know, he's a hell of a player, hell of a talent, great guy, but I just see that there's just something there that's very, very special, and I want to try and maximize his potential in this game.
Yeah, that's all we need to hear is that Adam Jones is making all the rest of the Arizona Diamondback players better because they're
I'm
already
trying, man, slowly.
They're already pretty good. And speaking of pitchers that can hit, Greinke's pitching tonight for you guys, and I know it's a smaller sample size. You're having a career. Your OPS, I don't know if you're aware, 834 at the moment is the highest of your career. So congrats on that.
I got to finish high.
You got to stay there. You will.
Yeah,
you will.
Finish.
But Zach Greinke's OPS is 1,054.
Just wearing us out, huh?
He's wearing everybody out. And I know he hit two home runs, I think, the last time he pitched here. How does a pitcher hit like him?
Watch his preparation.
Yeah,
he goes like he goes in there and watches the video, but he's watching the pitcher. He's watching the pitcher.
He's not looking at hitters.
He goes in there and look at the hitters, but he goes in there and look at the pitchers too. And he asks questions. Hey, does he like to start you with this? How's his fastball move? He got some cut.
Huh.
Is the ball getting on? He likes to ask questions. I'm like, cool. So tonight I'm leading off. He's batting ninth. So his first at bat, he's definitely gonna come talk to me. Obviously, You don't talk that much.
No, any words
I can squeeze out of him, I'm gonna cherish it. So if he asks me a question, I'm gonna give him the longest, driest answer I probably can, so I can just keep his attention for him.
Which is the exact opposite kind of answer he would give you if you asked him a question. It's usually short to the point. Real quick before we let you get out of here, do you mind the difference? I mean, we've seen you hit leadoff, we've seen you hit fourth. Is there a preference?
No. I want at bats.
I heard that. I don't care.
But leading off, I get five at bats.
You get more.
Yeah, I'm guaranteed them five. Hitting fourth, I'm guaranteed four.
Okay.
With that possibility of the fifth. So, hey, I just want at bats. It doesn't change how the pitcher's going to pitch me. Maybe the first time, maybe the first pitch of the game. That's about it. Fourth, obviously, you have the top. You got the top of the lineup on base. Lead off, you have the bottom lineup on base. If you hit the ball in the gap, they all can score.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Do your thing. Adam Jones has been doing it for 13 years and once again this season to the happy delight of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Adam, thanks so much for spending some time with us. As always, we look forward to catching up with you later in the year, man. You are a true friend of the show, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. This view is nice up here, too.
It is. It's very nice.
You cold yet?
Nope.
Still not cold. All right.
Not even close.
All right. We are wimps then, Tony. Can I say?
I guess it's official. I'm up here in a bomber right now in a beanie, so y'all know how I feel about this weather.
I know. All right. Adam Jones right there from the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.